Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ken Crulley. Hey, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ken, we heard last week, and last week was a busy week in the world of politics. We saw who the Republicans were going to run in Christy Cacilio Bloom. We also saw Nate McMurray, a day after being on this very program, drop out of the county executive race. So let's start there. Nate McMurray, his short-lived campaign, do you think that will have any effect on the Democrats going into November?
No, I don't really think that'll have any effect. I think that Mark Poloncarz has got his game plan prepared for the campaign. If there had been a primary coming up, there would have had been some modification to that. But I, going into November, I don't really see it. McMurray dropping out as having any effect.
And going to the Republicans, they named Christy Cacilio Bloom. Were you surprised by the announcement?
Well, the name does come out of the blue, so to speak. The Republican candidates, when I think back, people who ran on the Republican line for county executive, Joel Jamber, had been a city councilman, a controller, and he ran in 99. We had Chris Collins, who had a wealth of business experience, although not any political experience. We had Ray Walter, who was a county legislator and a state assemblyman. And last time, Lynn Dixon was a Republican who had 12 years, I believe, of experience in the county legislature and knew the issues very well. Ms. Bloom has no political experience that I'm aware of and certainly has not held any public office. So it really is a change from the pattern of before. So, yes, it is somewhat of a surprise.
And yet you mentioned Chris Collins and Joel Giambra, but and this is just coming from my point of view. I'd like to know from your point of view, if you're looking at, you know, running against Mark Poloncarz, who is well-known, well-liked by Democrats. Democrats do hold the majority in Erie County. If you're a Republican in Erie County, wouldn't you need more of a moderate candidate to pose a threat at a county level?
Yes, I think that that's a good observation. I think that, I don't know a whole lot about Ms. Bloom. I've seen some stuff on Twitter and other places about some things that she's put on Twitter that if they're accurate, are somewhat the far extreme. I wait to see what she's going to say about such things or anything else she's going to talk about in the campaign. But yeah, a moderate might fit better. The other thing that has to be considered, Joe, in this race is that there's a third candidate. The Conservative Party has not been getting along with the Republicans lately, and they nominated Harold Budge Schroeder, and his name is on the petitions. And so the Republicans need to contend with that because there's never been a countywide Republican candidate for office, for any office, who's won without running on the conservative line as well as the Republicans. And so at the end of the day, that may be as important as other things that come up during the campaign.
Yeah, you would think that if you're a Republican or conservative, you would think that's something you'd want to mend, is that relationship going into what I think a lot of people, especially on the right, were thinking is a big election come in November. But looking at Democrats and Mark Poloncarz, Ken, I mean, Mark Poloncarz is still wildly popular within the party, correct?
That's correct. There's, you know, pretty solid support. My blog a few months ago, I think October, November, published the results of one of their internal polls that showed him running very strongly. I think he's very popular with the Democratic Party, and I think he starts off with that base being pretty solid.
Looking at since then, Ken, we did have the blizzard in December. Is that going to be an issue for the county executive?
Well, I suppose someone will bring it up. There's all sorts of sides. And there's, of course, the great tragedy of all the folks who died in that blizzard. And how everything shakes out, I guess, is going to depend on people's points of view about who did what and who did what better than someone else. I think Poloncarz performed a good job in terms of dealing with the snow, the stuff that he had to control. And it didn't all work out. And in a storm that's once in a century or whatever they want to call it, I think things were handled as well as they could possibly be. But I think that doesn't stop people from making a political issue of it.
And last question about the county executive race, something you and I talked about over the summer when we were trying to guess who the Republicans might run. I mean, financials, fundraising going to be very important. And looking at it, that's another a large lead the Democrats have at this point on the Republicans.
That's correct. As the last financial reports that we've seen, official reports from the State Board of Elections, in mid-January, Poloncarz had $429,000 in the bank. Ms. Bloom, of course, just becoming a candidate, didn't even have a committee formed. So we would have no way to measure her financial activity at the moment. And the next financial reports that are due that will affect this campaign may not come until July because the system that's set up by the State Board of Elections. So we're going to wait a while to see how that actually turns out, unless the campaigns want to disclose that information on their own. But certainly, as we stand now, having over $400,000 in the kitty and ready to go, able to raise more money, the county executive does have an advantage that way.
And looking in the city of Buffalo, the Buffalo Common Council getting their candidates ready. And I want to look at the Maston district where Ulysses Wingo is no longer running. And we have Zanetta Everhart running against India Walton. What do you think of this matchup going into the primaries?
Well, it's going to be a very interesting primary. India Walton did very well in the Maston district when she ran for mayor a couple of years ago. And so she starts off with a good base. Ms. Everhart has a community presence that is well known. And so I think she is able to match some of the stuff that the attention that India Walton has had. I believe there may be another one or two candidates in the race. Whether they'll affect the outcome or not, I don't know. I would think probably at the end of the day, you know, Walton versus Everhart will be the primary focus. And I would hesitate to get into the prediction business on that one. It's going to be a very interesting campaign. Everhart has the endorsement of the Democratic Party. Walton has folks that helped her two years ago. So I think it'll be, from a political observer's point of view, be a very interesting campaign.
And then the Elliott District Common Council President, Darius Pridgen, very popular in the Common Council, very popular in Western New York, deciding not to run for re-election. Were you surprised by that news?
Well, I really don't have any insight into the views that the Reverend Pridgen has. Is, as you say, a very well-respected person. Sometimes someone decides on their own that they've had enough. He has a very busy life running his church as we speak. I believe he's on the telethon for the Variety Club as one of the lead folks on that show. So he's decided that there's time for a change in the district, and the net result is, of course, with Maston and Ellicott combined, that we will have at least two new members of the Common Council come January. There also are primaries looming in the North District against Joe Glombeck, and in the University District with Rashid Wyatt. And so there's potential for some change in the council. It's been pretty stable. It's been all male, and this is likely the change with the candidates that are in the race right now. So it should be make for a more interesting race than we had 4 years ago for the city council.
And Ken, wanting to go to Albany real quick, there was a Siena research poll that came out this week, breaking down different parts of the budget. And one thing I was surprised, Ken, is no matter what party you're in, there were a lot of things, we don't see this much in our politics, a lot of things that people actually agree on, minimum wage being dictated by inflation and stuff like that. But the one that I was really interested by, where that a majority of New Yorkers, no matter you're Republican or Democrat, a majority of New Yorkers think that both parties have gone to the extreme. Are you surprised that a majority think that the two major parties continue to go extreme, but a majority of people still register within the two major parties?
Well, that's the nature of the beast. Democrats and Republicans are mostly the only game in town. With due respect to the minor parties. And so if people want to affiliate, if they want to be able to vote in a primary, they have to affiliate with the party. I think that both parties do have some extremes, and I don't think that they do either the party or the community very much good when they go to the extremes. But I think that's just the nature of the beast these days. In effect nationally and its effect in the state of New York, particularly when we have New York City, of course, in the state, and they have a lot of folks who have different attitudes than some folks in other parts of the state.
For sure. Hey, Ken Crewley from PoliticsAndStuff.com. You can catch up with them there. Ken, as always, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.